You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Crave. And our goal here in our series is for us to understand the purpose and the relevance of the Word of God so that we will greatly desire and commit our lives in reading and studying the Word of God. Today we'll talk about something that sustains us in our faith, the Word of God. Now when we talk about the word crave, you know, the word crave just means to desire greatly, to long after, to seek after, to pursue. Yung mananabika, yung gustong-gusto mo makuha o makain o matikman. No? And the word crave is usually associated with food. And alam po natin, dito sa Pilipinas, ay marami tayong masasarap na pagkain. We have lots of delicious food. No? Kaya nga sa Facebook account ko, yesterday I asked the question, from what province did you come from and what's the specialty? Ano yung masarap na pagkain galing sa probinsya nyo? At I got a lot of comments and nung tinanong ko, yung sinabi ko, where can you find? Saan po natin matitikman yung pinakamasarap na pansit sa Pilipinas? Huh? Pansit, alam mo may pansit luglog sa Marikina. Pero may nag-comment, nasa Isabela raw, yung pansit Kabagan sa Isabela. And also in Tugigaraw, no? Masarap po yung pansit doon sa bandang north. Alam niyo po yung, saan yung pinakamasarap na chicken inasal? Sa Bacolod. Pinakamasarap na lechon? Cebu. Pinakamasarap na bulalo? Batangas. Alright. Pinakamasarap na sisig, tapa at tusino? Pampangas best. Pampangas. Alright. Pinakamasarap na laing? Bicol. Pinakamasarap na boneless bangus sa Dagupan, Pangasinan. Tama. No? Pinakamasarap na strawberry at ube jam. Baguio. Alright. Sa mga prutas, pinakamasarap na durian at suha sa Davao. Alright. Pinakamasarap na Silvanas. Dumaguete. The original Silvanas from Dumaguete. Pinakamasarap na suman. Alright, sa Antipolo. Pero, meron ako natikman. Pinakamasarap na suman. Sa North Expressway, exit ka sa Marilao, Bulacan. Uunang kanto, kaliwa. Nandun. Ang tindahan. Nang, makalimutan mo yung pangalan mo. Sinabi sa akin ni Pastor Earl, yung fried itik raw, pinakamasarap, nakatitikman natin sa Anggono. Matay-tay, no? Pinakamasarap na bibingka. Oo. Kainta, no? Dito lang. Pinakamasarap na bagnet sa Kalungganisa. Ilocos. Alright. Pinakamasarap na kasoy. Oh, Antipolo. Ayan, no? Huh? Kalamansi. Sa Mindoro daw, eh. Ay, sumagot. Mindoro. O, oh, kalamansi. Malaki doon yung kalamansi. No? So, crave. We're craving for delicious food. Now, as we crave for the Word of God, there should be a reason. There should be reasons why we should crave for the Word of God. What is it in the Word of God that makes us crave for it? I want to share you three compelling reasons why we should crave for the Word of God. Tatlong bagay na ating ma-experience, no? Pag tayo yung naging masabik, tayo kumain ng salita ng Diyos. The first thing that the Word of God does for us is God's Word sustains us. God's Word sustains us. 1 Peter 2, it says, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk. No, in the New King James Version, it says, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. So no matter how long you have been a Christian, like newborn babies, tulad ng isang sanggol, tayo maging masabi, tayo manabik sa salita, sa purong spiritual na salita ng Diyos. These are the pure milk of the Word. Now we eat to get our sustenance, to get our strength, no? Our nourishment. Kaya po, kung gusto nyo maging malusog, malakas at mahabang buhay, you need to eat. You just eat healthy food. Sino po sa inyo ang mapili kayo sa kinakain? You're conscious of what you eat. Alright, you eat healthy food. Alright. Some of us? Alright. For me, personally, I follow the Leviticus 11 diet. Oh. Pero paminsan-minsan, may exception din yan. Pag masarap yung liempo, lechon, nakakalimot ako. So we crave for something delicious, di po ba? Minsan nga, nakikrave ako dyan eh. Pag labas ng Robinson, may mangga dyan eh. Manggang Indian mango, di ba? Oh. May asin. So, the Word of God sustains us. And that's why, if you eat the Word of God, if you take the Word of God on a daily basis, regular basis, you'll be spiritually strong. You'll grow in your salvation. You'll grow in your faith. Why? Because faith comes from hearing and hearing the Word of God. Not the Word of man, not the bad news that you hear on the radio or watch on TV, but the good news. The Word that brings sustenance and builds up your faith. It is the Bible. There's a story told that happened during the 1980s when Christians are smuggling Bibles into China. Nung early years of our ministry, we have sent some of our missionaries for a short-term trip to China. They're dala-dala nila yung backpack nila alongside with the clothes, their packs of Bibles stuffed inside to give to Chinese Christians. Kasi nga, underground churches and konti lang yung Bibles sa kanila during that time. No? Unlike now. And so, during that time, there was a bus and the policemen were searching the bus and asking the passengers if they are carrying Bibles, kung meron silang Biblia na nasa kanila. And one Christian, for fear of being apprehended, para hindi siya mahuli, he started ripping out the pages of the Bible and throwing it into the air. Okay, pinila siya yung mga pages na ba at tinapon. And the Chinese Christian, they got hold of those pages. No? Nagkagulo sila. And they took pages. They kept a page for themselves. Why? Because for them, one page of a Bible is their only Bible at that time. Magsishare. At may memorize na nila yung one page na yun. Pag na-memorize na nila, they will exchange it with another Christian. Magsuswap. Swapping na. No? That's how precious the Word of God is to them. Why? Because they knew it is the Bible, it is the Word of God that will sustain them even in times of persecution, in times of harassment from the police. And so if you desire something spiritual, if something that will strengthen you, sustain you, nourish you, make you grow in your faith, then crave for the Word of God. And here, the second reason why we should crave for the Word of God is God's Word strengthens us. God's Word strengthens us. Pinapalakas po tayo in our inner being. Job 23. Here's what happened to Job. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I have kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread. You know what happened to Job? The enemy, the devil, accused him before God and he underwent severe trials. He lost his children, he lost his business, his livestock, the animals. And he had a skin disease. He lost his health. But in spite of that, he persevered. No, he did not give up. He kept the ways of God. He did not depart. Hindi siya nag-backslide. He persevered according to chapter 5 of James. And he endured all these sufferings. And what's his secret? Because in verse 12, he says, I have not departed. I have treasured the words of his mouth. What does it mean? I have treasured the words of his mouth. The word treasure here, it means to hide from discovery. No, itago. Ang sabi ng treasure dito. Dahil nga wala pa silang ref o banko nung unang panahon, no? They are hiding their food, their grain, their corn, their rice, their wheat, barley under the ground para hindi makuha ng mga bandido to prevent bandits from ransacking their supplies. And so there, the word treasure here means to hide. Job may have lost his children, his wealth, his possessions, but he did not lose the word of God, the real treasure. And that's what kept him going. In tough times, the tough get going. How you become tough? How do you become strong? When you're strong with the word of God. As you're strengthened in your inner man, you know, we are made up of body, soul, and spirit. Diba? We're not just made of flesh and blood. We're composed of body, soul, and spirit. And that's why you don't just feed your body by eating at home or restaurant, but you also feed your spirit and soul by reading the Word of God, which is our daily food. That's why here in Psalm 119:28, it says, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Let's pray that to God. Strengthen me according to your word. Do you consider yourself strong? If you may be physically strong, but what is more important is we need to be spiritually strong. How? By reading the word of God, the Bible. That because the Bible is God's inspired word. God breathed his life into his word. He breathed his spirit, his life, his power. That's why it's not just printed words like a newspaper or a book, an ordinary book. It has a life-changing power. Sino po sa inyo ang nabago ang buhay dahil sa pagbabasa ng Bible? Raise your hand. Our lives have been changed by the word of God. And that's why those who read it will be strong in their faith. God inspired his word. That's why those who read the word of God are inspired. Diba? Ma-inspire ka pag binasa mo yung God's inspired word. You won't be inspired by listening to Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga. But you'll be inspired, really inspired by the word of God. Even if you're undergoing tough times, kahit may problema ka sa pera, kahit may problema ka sa teacher mo, ikaw lang na pag-iinitan. Okay, may problema sa opisina na napupulitika ka, no, nachichismis ka. It's okay. What's more important is you are strong in your heart, in your faith. Meron nga isang pastor, kinuwento sa akin ni Pastor Luther, no, na he has a Bible verse, a Bible passage for every situation, every event that happened in his life. And may isa siyang businessman na tinulungan, no? Na nakaahon sa utang, nakaahon and binless ni Lord. And out of his gratitude to this pastor na nag-disciple sa kanya, binless niya yung pastor ng bagong kotse. Binigyan siya ng kotse. Hindi Pajero. Hindi Mitsubishi, Honda. And the members of his church are rejoicing. No, pasakay naman, pastor. Okay. And I have a verse for it. No, Honda. Acts 2:1. They were all with one accord. Honda accord in one place. Ayan, no? It's the blessing of God. Hallelujah, let's rejoice. Sakay na kayo. Ayan, bagong kotse. Blessing. But one time, there was a fire in his house. And fortunately, dumating kagad yung bumbero, so naagapan. Fire. So Pastor, what can you say about this tragedy? Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. And then, later on, as the years went by, his wife for 50 years died. Matay ang asawa niya. What can you say, Pastor? We condolence, Pastor. Job 1:21, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. And then one Sunday, as he was preaching, he was declaring, he was proclaiming the word of God. He was so pumped up, he was so excited, inspired, preaching. But suddenly, the door opened and a fly came in. A big fly, a bangow. A bangow came in and flying and went in front of him and near him and entered into his mouth as he was preaching. He swallowed it. And as you all know, the members knew there's a verse for every situation. So they were asking, Pastor, Pastor, what's the verse? What's the Bible verse? Matthew 25. I was a stranger and you invited me in. You took me in. I was a stranger. And so no matter what happens in your life, there's a Bible verse for you. In good times and in bad times, all things will work together for good. For those who love God and are called according to His purpose. That's why you have to read the Bible every day. Uy, parang tumatagal yung tawa. Malakas ang tama. What's the Bible verse? The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah! Nehemiah 8:10. Alright, God's Word sustains us. God's Word strengthens us. Number three, the third reason, God's Word satisfies us. Are you looking for something that will satisfy you? That will truly satisfy you? People today are searching, they are craving, they are longing, running after money, popularity, fame, the latest clothes, the latest gadget, the iPad, the iPhone, latest iPhone, MacBook Pro, the latest cell phone. But what will truly satisfy us? Here in Isaiah 55, God is offering us for something that will truly satisfy. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. Why spend money on things that will not satisfy? Why spend money on a bad movie that natatakutin ka lang? That will just tempt you. ST movie, sobrang tukso. No? It will not satisfy you. It will drag you to the kingdom of hell. But here, God is offering us to something that will truly satisfy. But we must first listen. We must give ear. We must carefully listen to God's word. That's why as you read the word of God, expect the Holy Spirit to speak to you. This is not just printed material, but these are living words. These words are alive, and God can, and the words of God will jump out of these pages and into your heart. God has a special message for you every day. That's why you have to read the Bible first. First in the morning, before you read the newspaper, before you read the email, the text message in your cell phone, or internet, or watch a TV. Read the Bible first. Let's face the book before we Facebook. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Let's face the book before we face book. Meron ako nabasa kagabi ang kaibahan ng cellphone at ang Bible. May comparison. Nabasa ko. Ang cellphone, ipinapakita ang lifestyle ng tao. Ang Bible, nagpapabago ng lifestyle ng tao. Ang cellphone, mabilis maluma. Ang Bible, hindi naluluma. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's words will never pass away. Ang cellphone message, kuminsan ay late. Ang Bible, laging on time. Ang message, on time lagi. No? Ang cellphone, kailangan mag-load para mag-message. Ang Bible, laging fully loaded. Magiging fully loaded ka pag binasa mo yung message ng Bible. Ang cellphone ay mahalagang gamit ng tao, pero ang Bible, mas mahalaga kung gagamitin ng tao. Ang ganda, di ba? San ka pa? Alright. Kinopya ko lang yan sa internet. Thank you, Father. Isang pare. The Bible, here's what A.W. Tozer said. The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God, that they may enter into Him, that they may delight in His presence, may taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God Himself in the core and center of their hearts. Ang Bible raw, when we read the Word of God, we are fellowshipping with God, we are entering into His very presence, we are tasting, we are nourishing, we are savoring the kindness, the goodness, and the very life of God as we read the Word of God. His words are alive. Jesus knew His sustenance and strength comes from the Word. And that's why even after fasting for 40 days, the devil tempted our Lord in the desert, and the devil said to him, if you're really the Son of God, turn these stones to become pandesal, to become encimada, to become Spanish bread. No, but Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That means the word that's proceeding, present tense, proceeding right now, every day, your daily bread, not the bread of yesterday, not your quiet time, your devotional time last week, but every day, coming out from the mouth of God. That's how we'll be spiritually strong. Our spiritual food is the Word of God. That's why our sustenance, our strength, and satisfaction comes from reading the scriptures. And that's why our main point for today is this. Let's crave for God's word so that we may live. Let's read it all together. Go. Let's crave for God's word so that we may live. Do you want to live forever and ever? Then let's crave. Let's eat. Let's thirst and hunger for the word of God. And study the word of God with other people. And that's why we have victory groups in this church. You're not just studying the word alone by yourself. You're sharing it and encouraging other believers, other disciples. Yun po ang nanggagawa ng victory group. Last Tuesday night, I was invited to do a business dedication of a cake shop. They are selling sandwiches and cakes somewhere in Teachers Village, Quezon City. And the store owners are there, the chef, the waitresses, the guests, their friends. So may ribbon cutting. Bago mag-ribbon cutting, I read a passage in the Psalms. And I exhorted for a few minutes. And before I prayed, I told them, everyone who orders and eats the sandwiches and cakes in this cake shop will be hungry again. But Jesus said, he who believes in me, he who comes to me, will never go hungry again. John 6:35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. You may. That's why it's only Jesus who will truly satisfy us. There's no wealth, no thing, no possession that can truly satisfy us. No person, only Jesus. The living bread, the bread that gives everlasting life. And his words are spirit and life to us. These words are not printed words. This is the word of God is a person. Here's what an author said, Jacqueline Heasley. The word of God is a person. When you read it, do you see words or do you see him? Do you see God? Do you come to know God better, in a better way, when you read the word of God? Is it a duty or a delight when you read the word of God? Let's crave for God's word. For the word of God is a person, Jesus. Martha Kilpatrick, another author, said, to understand the book in real perception, it's necessary to know the author before you read his book. To truly know Jesus as he is, you must know him in experience. Are you connected to Jesus? Do you have a living relationship, a vibrant, growing relationship with Jesus? Before you know the book, the author, you must know him as a person. Experience him. Be born again. Have a change of heart. Have a heart transplant. A new life. And that's why today, let's crave for the word of God, because the word of God sustains us. The word of God strengthens us. And the word of God satisfies us.